Welcome, Colonel Andy Croy, the BSG Shape Commander, for our conversations with the Commander Shape BSG. And, you know, this is an open forum, so if you have any questions, any queries that you think that he would be the person to answer it, or, you know, even if you're just not sure where this question should go and you just want a little bit of help, head over to our Facebook pages, the Shape Base Support Group page, and the AFM Benelux page. And also, you can go on to shapetoday.com and leave a comment, and we will get back to you. And we already have, you know, a few questions in right now. And I want to talk about December. So this is my question. So it's a special time for us here. I know it's been very, very busy. There's been so many different holiday events. Can you, you know, share your thoughts on this wonderful season so far?
Yes, so I absolutely agree. Now, so I might be slightly biased here, but personally, I think every day at Shape is great, but there's certainly something extra special during December and the holiday season. This is a time of unity, strengthening bonds with friends and families, sharing traditions, and spreading goodwill, which not surprisingly are similar activities and values that NATO represents. I don't know if there's anywhere else like Shape with the multiple national Christmas markets, which, by the way, were absolutely spectacular, picked up some phenomenal gifts. We had our annual tree lighting ceremony, complete with great music, food, and of course, Santa and his elves were present. And
oh, yeah, I love that. I went over to the tree lighting, and you know, the speeches that everybody was giving were just so wonderful because it really takes to heart what we are here on Shape. We're a multinational community, and everything in there was talking about partnerships and unity and how we are all coming together. So, and the tree itself is a symbol of unity out here as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the tree and the deep roots that it has is just a symbol of our strong bonds. And the continuous growth moving forward. Our relationship with Malmedy, it goes back 56 years. It's a very special relationship, and they've just been absolutely great partners. In fact, they invited me out 2 weeks prior to pick out the tree and help cut it down and transport it to Shape. So we're very, very fortunate to have good partners, and we greatly appreciate all they do for our community.
Yeah, and the tree is going to stay lit throughout the holiday season, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's really crazy how large these trees are. What are they doing to grow such giant trees? Was that a lot of work cutting it down?
It was. So this one is a bit larger than last year's, about 17 meters, and it takes several people, some pretty heavy machinery to make it happen. But it's a great event, spectacular. As far as what they're doing to grow such big trees, I don't know, but I just hope they keep it up for the future.
Oh, me too, because it's absolutely beautiful. So we have so many great events going on, and I know one that really stood out for me this week was the Shape International Band and their concert. And I believe I saw you there as well.
I was absolutely there.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I spoke to the band. They actually fall under BSG. And, you know, they were having so much fun and the crowd was having so much fun. I couldn't tell who was enjoying themselves more. It was just a phenomenal event. You know, the amount of prep that goes into it for the lighting and the sets and the music composition, you know, we had the trombone soloist. We had, you know, the vocalist who you know, she did a wonderful job on Mariah Carey. It was a song. It was just really a magical night. I mean, I think they really have cemented themselves as what we say the best band in the land. So if you have not heard that Christmas concert, I would highly encourage you to make time next year to see it. I think we had just about a full house for this one, and would love to see more because they do a phenomenal job.
Absolutely. And they have a Facebook page too that, you know, you can go check out. They're currently going to be regrouping after playing all of these different holiday concerts, but they'll be back early next year. So definitely keep an eye out for that because they really are so talented. And I think what's wonderfully unique about this band is it's composed of several different nations. You know, it's really, like I said, the heart of NATO. We've got music is that universal language, and it's bringing all of them together.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's why it's the SHAPE International Band, because we have an international character, and that matters when they travel across the alliance and demonstrate what can be accomplished when you have an integrated, interoperable a team that's making magic happen. And like you said, music is the universal language, and they are the true professionals.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, they're not the only ones that are also into the arts this time of year. You've got people who are out there decorating their homes, and I hear you were out there judging those decorations.
Absolutely. So we reinstituted, perhaps for the first time in most people's recent memory, a holiday or Christmas decoration competition. And so my team and I were out just the other night to look at some exceptional displays within SHAPE Village. We walked through the housing areas grading the Christmas displays. And let me tell you what, the competition was really tough. There were some really impressive displays. And it was really great to see, because it really kind of brings forth that whole holiday spirit. And so really great job to all those that participated and who decorated their homes. And soon we'll be announcing the winners and awarding some really great prizes. In fact, we will have our award ceremony on 11 January. So look out for the announcements.
And what's your favorite type of, decoration? Was there something that stood out to you that you were like, wow, that is impressive?
You know what? Whenever you can integrate the tree into the window, and the tree kind of is an extension of the yard, I just find that special. And so we actually had a few people that were able to accomplish that. And I may have favored those. And you know who you are.
Yeah, it's very welcoming, I think, when you have that, like, kind of like a Christmas story. You got that.
Absolutely. It ties the inside and the outside together. And so that is my personal favorite.
Oh, see, I need to get into decorating the outside. I decorate the inside, but I need to get out there and bring that holiday spirit forth. So I think that's wonderful that you had so many people bringing that out into the community and, shining a little bit of light in this season. I feel like I have been seeing you everywhere. You're involved in so many different things. And with the BSG, they just had an international basketball tournament, and that was absolutely spectacular to watch. I think that was just a lot of work to put on. There were so many people, so many moving parts. How was that for you?
So let me just, so the international basketball tournament was absolutely thrilling. We had a great participation both in the gymnasium, but also we broadcast it live on the Facebook page. So I think everyone was able to participate as they wanted to. I said in my opening remarks when I opened the tournament that this is NATO's oldest running and most prestigious sporting event. This dates all the way back to 1960 when SHAPE was still in France. This year we had 17 teams representing 9 countries, which makes it our largest tournament ever. Which is even more impressive were the 8 women's teams that competed. I think this really signals the ever-growing diversity in the sport, which I think is wonderful. The teams did terrific, and a big congratulations to the U.S. men's and women's teams that took first place this year. I think that's the first time that's happened. And they displaced last year's champions of Lithuania and Latvia, respectively. So I just want to thank everyone who came out and supported the event. It was wonderful, and I especially want to give a shout-out to our MWB Sports and Fitness team for all the hard work behind the scenes, for making an incredible event happen and really creating the perfect atmosphere for this event.
Absolutely. And, that's not the only event that's happened recently that people can come in and watch. Cats, I hear, was just an absolute resounding success. Did you get a chance to go see them?
So yes, I was one of the lucky few. And I mean, what can I say about Cats and the performance? I think there were 8 shows in December, and they were all sold out almost immediately, and really for good reason. It is amazing. I cannot recommend this highly enough for everyone to go out and see this. So I had the good fortune of actually watching the final rehearsal, And let me tell you, I was simply mesmerized from start to finish. So we have nearly 50 shape children. They represent 11 nations and speak 9 languages. And they spent 11 weeks together perfecting this performance. And it is really perfect. The director, Brett Harwood, and his team there have once again created a magical production. Now, if you don't already know how good they are, just last year, the Shape Players Group took home annual awards for Best Musical, Best Choreography, and Best Director against all military installations across Europe. So they are really a truly talented team. But, So for those who missed the December, the good news is tickets will go on sale for February performances. So if you did miss it the first time, I would keep your eyes peeled for the announcements for tickets, and hop on the chance to go see it. It's incredible.
See, I'm so glad that they're doing more performances because, yeah, as you were saying, they sold out so fast, and I never got a chance to go. So I want to go and see this production as well. Something that we talked about last time that you were in here with me was feedback and how you were receiving feedback and trying to implement it and improve the community. And so one of the questions we have is, how do I submit feedback?
That's absolutely a great question. And absolutely, I'm a huge proponent of feedback. It's what makes us better. And so what we've done in the past is surveys. And what surveys do, they're great, but they only give you a snapshot in time. And so we want something that was more dynamic as far as soliciting feedback so that we can, chart the trends and then take positive action. So what we've introduced very recently is what's called the Interactive Customer Evaluation, or ICE system. Now, the U.S. military has used this for a long time, so they're familiar with it. But the same system also applies to all Shapians. So there's also a Shape category. And this allows customers to submit feedback across all of our MW activities in real time. So to submit your comment, you can either navigate to the ICE main site. It's ice.disa.mil. And just search for Shape. Or, which I like to do, is just use a QR code. You'll see the QR codes at all of our MWB facilities. I've just found this to be much easier. It takes you straight to the menu, and you can submit right there from your phone. Now, these comments will be sent directly to the managers and are entirely anonymous unless you personally leave contact information requesting response. So it goes to the people that can make change, and if you want to leave your name, you can. Otherwise, the default is you are anonymous. So we are always trying to improve, so your feedback is really, really appreciated. But just a reminder for everyone, feedback doesn't always have to be negative or about a problem. We would also love to hear some of the positive comments, especially if any of our MWR or our MWB teammates have made a positive change or deserve to be recognized. I would love to hear that as well, and so that we can recognize the great efforts they do every day behind the scenes. So check it out. You'll see the QR codes throughout. They're on Facebook. You'll see it at the sites, and just let us know how we're doing.
So how is this program working so far? Have you received a lot of comments?
Yeah, so I think it went live on Monday, and right now I think we're in the neighborhood of 35 to 50 comments. So it, like most things, it's a mix. And I'll tell you that what was interesting is a lot of positive comments about the Shaper National Library.
Oh,
so
I
that
love
seems
the library.
To be a fan favorite. So it's great to get that positive feedback. And we'll continue to consolidate and figure out how to make things better. But we're all part of this, and we're looking for ideas on how to improve.
Fantastic. And the Shape-based support group, the Facebook page is just so active. There's wonderful, wonderful things in there. So many interactive links and videos, tutorials showing you how to do things. And there is also a post on this QR code, which we have shared. The weather outside may be a little bit frightful. In fact, it looks like there might be something coming today. The forecast says just rain, but I don't know. It's looking a little snowy to me, but what do we do out here? How do we track this, the weather and what we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, weather has real effects, impacts on accessibility to services, especially here on SHAPE. And so, you know, we have to make sure that everyone knows how to get that information in the timeliness that they need to make decisions for them and their families. So one of my priorities has always been to find ways to improve and streamline the way we communicate to all SHAPians. So first and foremost, I would always encourage everyone to check out the landing page on SHAPE Today, where we've instituted this real-time updates on all those items. So for road closure information, after duty hours, the BSG team will update the SHAPE Today website under Current Road Conditions tab. And if you haven't seen it before, we use a green, amber, red status for the roads. So for green, this means that there are low-risk driving conditions. Amber means medium risk. Roads are likely wet or have icy patches. And then for red, this means high risk, hazardous driving conditions, and roads are probably covered with ice or hard packed snow. Now for red conditions, I will work with the director of management. I will work with the USAG Banlux commander who operates the CYS, Child Youth Services, and the SHAPE International School director to determine whether we will have delays or installation closures. Those decisions will be indicated on the SHAPE Today website and communicated across social media and other means. But really, at the end of the day, my advice will always be check the SHAPE Today website for the latest info. I promise it'll be updated and you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. And, you know, keep it tuned here to AFM Benelux as well. If you have any delays, road closures, etc., we will be voicing it here as well. And we are going to be talking more about traffic coming up next. A lot of people want to know how we might improve the traffic congestion at the gate during peak hours. And also the most frequently asked question we have received is, why don't we open the Luxembourg Gate? Are there any plans to open it?
Yes. So after ATMs, Luxembourg Gate is my second top question I receive all the time. So I've been working on SHAPE for nearly 4 years now, so I completely empathize and understand the frustrations with the traffic conditions. You know, really simply put, we have about 7,000 cars that pass through our gates every single day. And that far exceeds our current capacity to operate efficiently. However, I will tell you that my team and I are working exceptionally hard with the host nation, federal police, and other stakeholders to find alternative solutions. And yes, this includes a very hard look on how best to use Luxembourg Gate. As I've said before, my first and foremost priority is to ensure the safety and security of our community and to ensure mission assurance. So if you look at Luxembourg Gate, it certainly does not have the same level of force protection measures that exist at Berlin or Ottawa Gate. And building the necessary infrastructure would take quite some time. So this is one challenge. The second challenge is simply guard force capacity. Our funding provides for only so many hours of guard coverage, and right now we exhaust 100% of our allotted funding. So if we reposition guards to Luxembourg, we would then have to reduce hours and capacity at the other two gates. So that is the current situation. So what is the way forward? So my team and I have been working in concert with our host nation partners to resource the necessary annual funding to expand base access options. I think we're getting really close to a resolution, and I think potentially this could occur the next several months. If approved, we're looking at doing the following two things. First, we will reinforce Berlin Gate with an additional entry lane Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 in the morning to accommodate that rush. And then second, we will open Luxembourg Gate from Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 9:30, and this would be for entry only, and then from 16:30 to 18:30, which would be for exit only. We assess that the hours, expected traffic throughput, and the one-way pattern should mitigate most of our force protection concerns until such time that the proper infrastructure can be put in place. So the good news is we are working to provide expanded access to include through Luxembourg Gate during the times most needed while minimizing the potential security risks. And I can't give a timeline just yet. I'm very positive that it'll be in the coming months, and I will be sure to keep everyone posted and provide updates.
See, I'm excited to hear updates on that as well. And we have time for one last question, which you actually foreshadowed the number one question that you hear. So coming up next, we are going to be talking about ATMs. So stick around. I know I said we only had time for one more question, but I'm going to sneak an extra one in there because on AFM Benelux's Facebook page, we have a question of the day. So I would like to know, what is your dream destination?
Ooh, that's tough. So my wife and I are very avid travelers. We travel extensively through Europe and around the world. In fact, we recently did Dubai, which was fantastic. But our number one dream destination would be Japan.
Yeah.
We love the culture, the food, the history, and just, you know, it's beautiful, especially during the cherry blossoms. So in fact, later this year, she and I will actually go to Tokyo and spend some time there. So our dream destination is soon to become a reality. We're really, really excited.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And you know what? Let's jump right in. Can you tell me about the ATM?
Absolutely. All right. So I promise everyone, we are almost there. This week, we finally signed the contract after negotiating all of the parameters, which apparently there are more parameters than you can envision for something like an ATM. But here's what will happen. The ATM will get installed in Building 506, likely in late January or early February. If there's any way that we can accelerate that, we will absolutely push the vendor to make it happen earlier. And this ATM machine will be outward facing and provide the Shape community 24/7 access, and it's all free of charge. So that means there'll be zero ATM fees, and it'll be ready to go for everyone's use. And we're really excited. And again, we will do everything we can to accelerate the installation.
Oh, that's great news. And it sounds like you have so many different initiatives underway, and I appreciate how much you look for feedback and you look to implement it. And, you know, all with that goal of improving life here on Shape. And I know I certainly appreciate that. And before we go, do you have anything special planned for the holiday season?
So actually, this weekend, my wife and I will travel back to the U.S. to see my side of the family. It's you know, our turn. And my family is really scattered along the East Coast. So we're excited to get back home, enjoy some family traditions, some home-cooked Christmas meals. And we will probably also go up to New York City, which my wife loves, to see all the lights at the Rockefeller Center and the trees. It's just always a magical time, especially at Christmas.
Absolutely. And enjoy that traffic, though. That East Coast traffic is special.
I will be taking the train.
I would too. Absolutely. And did you have anything else you wanted to say before we sign off for this hour?
Oh, no, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. So I would just like to close by saying that on behalf of myself, my family, the entire BSG team, that whether you are celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or any other celebration, we hope everyone enjoys the season by coming together and cherishing the moments with our loved ones, family, friends, and colleagues. I would just ask that everyone please take a moment to reflect on the specialness of diversity and the strength that comes from our unity and friendship, which is reflected every day at Shape and across the Alliance. No matter where you are in the world or what traditions you follow, the spirit of the holidays unites us all in a sheer sense of positivity and goodwill. May the coming year be filled with health, hope, and prosperity to all, and I wish you all a happy holidays and a happy new year. Cheers to the memories that we have made and the ones we have collectively, we will collectively make together in 2024. So thanks for all the support. And thanks to the BSG team that works so hard in the background to make life better.
Absolutely. And happy holidays to you as well. And thank you so much for joining us here today. Now, if you didn't get a chance to get your question answered, do not worry. We will be back in January. So keep an eye out on our Facebook pages for more information.